A question that I've often been asked on Chol HaMoed is it permissible to do the ironing on Chol HaMoed? A person has a shirt they want to wear over Yom Tov or on Chol HaMoed, are they allowed to iron it? So essentially, laundering the laundry is prohibited on Chol HaMoed. Essentially, in actual fact, doing laundry should be permitted on Chol HaMoed if it's clothes that one wants to wear on Chol HaMoed on Yom Tov, because this is what we call Tzorech HaMoed. It's things which are needed for the festival, and it's Maaseh Hedyot. It's a simple task to do the laundry. Nevertheless, Chazal said that you're not allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed because they were worried that a person would say, okay, I'm off work on Chol HaMoed, instead of doing the laundry before Yom Tov, I'll do it on Chol HaMoed, and therefore they won't have nice clean clothes to wear at the beginning of Yom Tov. And therefore they said, as a general rule, that one's not allowed to do laundry on Chol HaMoed. But the question comes up, what about doing the ironing? So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Kuf Mem Aleph Seif Gimel, the Rama says that mutar lachlik habegadim ramas chuchit kedarkan, that you're allowed to smooth out clothes with a piece of glass in the way that you usually do it. However, hu l'tzorech hamoed, seeing as it's for the sake of Yom Tov. So what we're seeing here is two important things. Number one, that in principle, doing the ironing is permitted, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkatan Tet, he says, doesn't necessarily need to be with a piece of glass, it can also be with what he calls the barzel shenag in hayatin, the iron, the hot iron that tailors will use, because it's maaseh hedyot, it's a simple task, doesn't require any sort of particular skill, and it's l'tzorech hamoed. So the second point to emphasize is that whilst on the one hand doing the ironing is permissible, it's not permissible if it's not l'tzorech hamoed. So one can't say, oh, you know what, I'm doing some ironing, I need two shirts for last day's Yom Tov, and whilst I'm at it, I'll also do another five shirts. You can only do the shirts that you need for the Yom Tov itself. It's brought down in the name of the Chazon Ish that he was strict about the matter and says, in actual fact, one shouldn't do the ironing on Chol HaMoed. But most of the Achronim are lenient about it and just bring down the view of the Mishnah Berurah that it's permitted. The Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vosn in Kovetz Mibet HaLevi, he says that one should be strict not to do, you know, an absolute perfect, complete job like one would do usually, but basic ironing is going to be permissible. In Sefer Shemirat Shabbat Kilchata, in the second volume, Simon Samach Vav, Sif Nun Vav, so he also says that you're allowed to do the ironing on Chol HaMoed. Im lo kivei melach to la'asot ha b'Chol HaMoed, provided that you didn't schedule it deliberately to do it on Chol HaMoed, meaning that it's just something that you didn't get to do before Yom Tov. There's always a whole load of things that need to be done before Yom Tov, and sometimes one has to triage them and work out what's most important to get done before Yom Tov. You might say, okay, fine, I haven't got time to do the ironing, better that I do the cooking and I'll do the ironing on Chol HaMoed. That would be fine. But if one just says that, you know what, I'm not going to do the ironing this week, I'll leave it till Chol HaMoed when I've got a bit more time, so that would be prohibited. But essentially, for clothes that one's going to be wearing on Chol HaMoed or on Yom Tov, then doing the ironing is permitted. Ad kan, Moedim L'Simcha.